In a world first, the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne has developed a new blood test, which detects if pregnant women are at high or low risk of preeclampsia. The Wire's Jared McLaughlin has the story.
Professor Sean Bredenek is Director of Pregnancy Research at the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne. He explains the methodology of the new preeclampsia ratio test, or PERC.
The test measures two proteins that are released from the placenta. These proteins are released in abnormal amounts many weeks before a woman actually shows the clinical features that we use to diagnose preeclampsia. So by measuring these two factors, we're able to predict who will and who will not develop preeclampsia in weeks to come.
This test was developed by American researchers who noted the two proteins were in abnormal amounts some weeks ahead of a woman developing symptoms of preeclampsia, prompting a new approach in testing.
That led to the commercial production of a kit that enables us to take a blood test and measure these two proteins. The Royal Women's Hospital was a part of an international study that conducted the first validation of this test for the prediction of preeclampsia. And as a result of that test, our hospital has been able to introduce it into routine clinical practice.
Professor Sean Bredenek, Director of Pregnancy Research at the Royal Women's Hospital. Professor Claire Roberts from the Robinson Research Institute says the Melbourne test is a step in the right direction, but does not treat the causes of preeclampsia. She says there are other tests in development aimed at early intervention and disease prevention.
The Melbourne test is not identifying a cause and it's not identifying risk factors other than the measurement of these two particular proteins in blood that we already know from other research. One of them goes up in women who develop preeclampsia and one goes down. So the ratio of those two proteins is quite important in determining the women who will develop preeclampsia in the following few weeks. What we have been doing in Adelaide at the Robinson Research Institute is to develop tests that could be used as early as 12 weeks gestation, so really at the end of the first trimester of pregnancy, that will predict a woman's risk for developing preeclampsia many, many weeks later. And what that facilitates is early intervention to try to prevent the diseases occurring, but also to make them less severe if the woman does get them.
And what are your conclusions with this breakthrough? Do you think that this could be a great influence for more research, or do you think there could be more work done in terms of trying to find a cure for this condition?
Indeed, it could. I think really at the moment it should be considered as a diagnostic test for preeclampsia. And at the moment, what we have, the only treatments we have really are to treat the high blood pressure when it's really severe, to give the woman magnesium sulfate to protect her from developing eclampsia and having seizures, and also to protect her baby. But the real ultimate cure is actually to deliver the baby and particularly the placenta.
Professor Claire Roberts from the Robinson Research Institute, ending that report by The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.